Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Corey, and I'm back. And I'm back and I'm better. But let me tell y'all something I got on my mind today. It's just been another one of those days. And I haven't been on here in a while because my laptop is broke and I haven't had the motivation to get on here, but it's been a lot of signs pointing to me making this show, and it's what I need to be doing with my life. Mind you, guys, hey, I just made 30. Whoop, whoop. Okay, anywho, I'm going to touch on a couple of basics. Now, the most important thing for me to cover is the fact that, look, I've been falling out with not really my friends, but they niggas all week, okay? So the reason why I titled this show, You Can't Check Me, is because, simple as that, just like I say, you can't check me. Straight up. Number one. Number two, when it comes down to certain things, it's like my friends or my associates or whoever the hell they are don't have a voice, okay? Don't have a, you know, no grounds to stand on, don't have no backbone. And it's not to say that, you know, you guys are weak or anything like that, because it's certain things that, you know, others were taught in certain self-esteem and everybody's different, so different situations life has took us to, the reason why we make decisions that we make. Now, me, on the other hand, true enough, I've been called this week from Sunday to Sunday. I have been called a smart-ass mouth, big-ass mouth. You talk a lot of shit, all this type of shit, right? But y'all know me. I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck about none of that. And the reason why is because when it comes down to these niggas, and I've been called this by my homegirl's boyfriend, okay? So I will say, yeah, they feel some type of way, whatever the case may be. But I had one of my homegirl's dudes text me, like, okay, well, you must be fucking my bitch because she always with you more than she with me. And woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, okay, ignore. Feel me? The next homeboy get at me like, I don't want my girl hanging out with you. I'm like, okay. The fuck am I doing? Taking these bitches to the fucking dick sucking factory? I don't understand. Like, I'm not doing shit, okay? Blame your bitch. I didn't ask your bitch to come be my friend. Your bitch just clung to me like the rest of these, you know, people do. And you gonna knock her because of what? Because you see some potential in me that I can convince your girl to leave you? The thing is, I'm never gonna convince nobody to do nothing. That's what y'all fella realize about me. I'm here to speak my mind on this station today because I had one of my homegirls dudes press me. I mean, a hella press me, like, to where he like, all right, bitch, I'm finna have a homegirl beat your ass. Okay. Oh, so never. But, you feel me? I didn't mind fighting this big old, manly, Shrek-ass, swamp-looking bitch. I didn't have no problem with that. The fact was, she brought her homegirl. Cool. She brought her nigga. Cool. Except, and then the nigga to the homegirl. So you got two niggas and two bitches trying to pack me out. For fucking what? Because your bitch fucks with me, my nigga? Check your fucking self. Don't fucking try to check me because I'm not your bitch. That's what the fuck I'm trying to tell everybody. You can't check me, okay? So from there, the bitch feel like she want to take matters in her own hands. She want to make a beef out of that. I'm like, bitch, I don't even know you. So not now or will I ever, hear me clearly, waste my time on a whack-ass bitch. Straight the fuck up, okay? I may not be the prettiest person in the world. I may not be the baddest person in the world. But I'm going to tell you this. One thing I know, two things for motherfucking show. I'm not finna mess up nothing God gave me over no whack-ass bitch who got a problem with her motherfucking self. Bitch, check your fucking self. Go look in the mirror, figure out a diet plan, get on the internet, put some applications in. Let's start there, okay? After you check you, then come check me, because I check me. I stay in my own lane. You motherfuckers keep on fucking swerving. I stay in my own fucking lane. That's what y'all don't understand. So when it comes down to y'all girls and shit, you feel me? Y'all bitches fuck with me because I'm a real one. I ain't never got to be one telling somebody, oh, I'm real. Because you know what? I'm not starving for fucking friends. I ain't starving for family. I ain't starving for shit. What you eat don't make me shit. And if you don't understand what that means, then get on my level, okay? Like, first, another thing. You feel me? My name is Corey. That's what I go by. I go by Car. I go by Jen. My name is Jaquara. But if you ever pronounce my name other than that, you got me fucked up. Matter of fact, you got yourself fucked up because, bitch, you don't even have a problem with me. My name is not now, nor has it ever been, Jaquaria. Okay? Let's check that for right there, okay?
See, like I said, I'm in tune with another, my number one. That's me. My star player, that's me. Jacoria, that's me. Okay? So you check your bitch. You don't ever check me. Straight the fuck up. So listen, okay, that's for the niggas, you feel me? So any other nigga that feel like they have an urge to press me, just push rewind and hear this shit again, because I will not never again waste my breath. You feel me? It's not just my homegirls. My sister nigga felt the same way. I don't hang out with your sister because she's single. You damn right. As a motherfucking $100 bill, goddamn right, I'm going to stay single. Okay? If I ever got to settle to be with some niggas like y'all, I'll be single for the rest of my motherfucking life. You feel me? Come and go as I motherfucking please. Talk to who I want to please. Please who I want to please, dick. I am the only one who opens and shuts my legs. Do you hear me? I'm the only one who opens and shuts my mouth. None of you motherfuckers do this for me. So because of that, check your bitch. Don't ever check me. And ladies, if you knew better, you would do better. Numero uno. Number one. You feel me? If you knew better, you would do better. So I can't fault y'all for being weak and, you know what I'm saying, like, real vulnerable for these niggas. Okay, straight up, this is a whole issue. I only got 30 minutes, and, you know, I talk. So listen, straight the fuck up, okay? One of my issues with the bitches this week, I ain't gonna call you a bitch, one of my homegirls, ex-homegirl, whatever the fuck you want to call it, but a female this week. First and fucking foremost, look, if your nigga cheating, that's your problem. You choose to stay, that's your problem. He fucks your homegirl, that's your problem if you stand. You feel me? You might as well call me a he-man, woman-hater club, like the Little Rascals type shit, because I don't hate y'all women. I think you bitches is weak as fuck. But it's not your fault. You was never taught that. My mama raised a strong black woman. Did you hear that? A strong black woman. And it's just by nature, if you're around me long enough, it's only the rub off, or you hating on the fact that you cannot channel your emotions to feel the way I feel. I'm never trying to brainwash nobody. I'm never trying to tell you to leave your nigga, nothing like that. But ladies, let's be stronger, okay? Since when did the nigga make or break us? And I'm not judging, because I've been through this shit before myself when I was 18. So we all choose our battles, you feel me? My nigga used to talk shit. He used to hit me and shit like that. But I decided that I love me more than that. So, of course, if I love me more than that, I'm never going to let you abuse me. And there's no way a nigga going to tell you, listen to me, and you guys have to understand, there's no way a nigga's going to tell you he loves you so he hits you, or you think it's okay for you to get hit because he loves you. That does not even go hand in hand. That does not make no fucking sense. You know I love me, right? So if I'm sitting here loving myself, you think I'm looking at myself in the mirror, socking myself in the face like, damn, girl, I love you. Boom. Damn, girl, I love you. Black eye. No. Hell no. I love me, okay? I love every wrinkle in my skin, every dark circle around my eye, every big in my lip. Do you feel me? I love me first. You can't even love the nigga without loving your fucking self. That means you just being, you know, somebody's fucking doormat. The nigga take your money. You paying all the rent. You staying in the house. Got four fucking kids, five kids, seven kids, taking care of them by your fucking self. That he's not a fucking man. He's your bitch. He's your puppy. Put the nigga on the leash and give him some motherfucking dog food. You feel me? But you bitches over here giving him a fucking T-bone steak type shit at a king table like he King Tut, but the nigga ain't bringing in the motherfucking dime type shit. We 30 years old, y'all, let's get it together. And if we not 30, you 15, 16, listening to this shit, take heed. Take heed. Worry about yourself. Because these niggas ain't for, they not for us. On me, 2016, these motherfuckers ain't shit. You show me a real nigga, I might believe you. Chances are, I'm not. You know why? Because the real nigga going to provide. They're going to be there for their family. I'm going to just tell y'all, straight up too, okay? It's a couple dudes that I admire, talk to, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's my business, you know? But because my business is your business right now, even the niggas that are type, they, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck goes on in their household. But all I know is they be over here, okay? Meaning they got bitches and shit too. You know why I don't give a fuck? I'm not saying I'm no homewrecker. Nobody's fucking, none of that shit. I'm not perfect, okay? But I do not fuck on these niggas. Well, not all of them. I don't fuck on them, you feel me? Because for fucking what? Like, you can have your cake and eat it too. I'll never get a nigga a notch in his belt. how about you put some coins in my purse type shit. So there's never finna be, I'm not a nigga lover like that. I'm not a nigga basher either. I'm for women, but women who's for themselves. You dig? I can't stand up for these weak ass bitches like this, because at the end of the day, if I'm telling you something, this is another thing that's pissing me off. If you come over here to cry on my shoulder and I give you a shoulder to cry on, okay, and then your issues are so deep, I end up giving you my insight on the shit and I didn't want to. I never give you advice, but I tell you my opinion. And you say, oh, my boyfriend is going to be hanging out with you. Okay, fine. Don't hang out with me. But if you're going to do it behind his back and then tell me to cover for you and I cover for you and you telling yourself, now I'm like the fake bitch. That's where the motherfuckers get the fucking leeway from. You bitches pillow talk, right? About some shit you confided in me about. What you are failing to realize, ladies, is I'm not going to get in trouble by your nigga. You are. I don't have to lie for you. But I do it because you the homegirl and shit. So when I quit fucking with you bitches, because y'all niggas, I'm trying to give y'all some leeway with y'all niggas. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. I don't have no niggas. So at the end of the day, I'm doing this shit for y'all. But when you take my kindness for a motherfucking weakness and your nigga get at me foul because you're too weak to fucking stand up for yourself, that's when I gotta go. That's when I gotta go. Deuces, bitch, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I hope you don't die type shit. But I'm saying some facts. Fuck the bullshit. Ain't no sugarcoating shit around this motherfucker. I'm not in a sugar factory, okay? I don't bake cupcakes. How about that? Let's start there. So therefore, I'm not finna sugarcoat shit. The nigga keep beating your ass, he gonna kill you. Rest in motherfucking peace. Finally, you get some peace. How about that? It sucks. But watch, he got game. And then call me and let me see how you feel about that shit. It's real life, y'all. Y'all got to pay attention. It's real life. And y'all over here giving up your whole being for a nigga who beating your ass, giving you diseases when they fucking you, having babies on you, you catch him cheating in the bed. You see him, you walk up in the room like, ah, he got him. But then he beat your ass because you caught him. So he want to find some way to flip it on you. Do you not hear me? You guys have to see it for yourself. I can only be the messenger. You feel me? It's not my fault what you do with the information. I'm only the messenger. And I'm turned the fuck up right now. I'm mad as fuck because I'm mad for you, though. Y'all don't understand. I can just be like, man, fuck all this shit. Turn my phone off and say, fuck you, bitches. And then hope and pray at night that y'all all right. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to me and I say you my homegirl or you an associate, if I invite you to my house or if you show up and I let you in type shit, then I'll fuck with you, right? That means I care about your well-being. The day you turn around and say, fuck me for that nigga, you threw yourself under the bus. Like, I'm never telling on you, bitches. But now I feel like this. I don't want to have no new friends, new associates, nothing. I got a nigga. Straight the fuck up. That's a new rule. And that's sad. I want to hang out with only single bitches, and I mean 100% single. Because you bitches in relationships, your niggas don't like it, okay? Yeah, I'm bisexual. But I don't like none of y'all. You bitches are too weak for me. My bitch goes hard, okay? And some of y'all don't like her. You know why? Because she a stand-up-ass bitch. She holds me down. Do you understand that? I'd rather be with her over any whack-ass nigga these days. On my heartbeat. I choose her. She got bigger balls than you bitches. Bitch-ass niggas, should I say. She got a job. She takes care of her own child. Feel me? What the fuck? That's way more than I can say for y'all. Let's start with the job part. Where's yours? Where's your children? Oh, okay. Let's start there. So, therefore, like I said, my bitch has bigger nuts than you, and I have a bigger dick than you. So, at the end of the day, take her nuts and my dick and suck it. Because you bitches ain't shit, and you niggas ain't either. Okay? Sad to say, but you deserve what you get. You get what you deserve. Tell them I said. I'm on the phone. So, my point is, listen, this I'm not even done, but I'm going to leave this situation alone. No, I'm not, because what I'm saying takes 30 minutes. I only got 30 minutes on this show. I'm going to use all 30 because I'm not never speaking on this sector again, ever. Tell your nigga to quit texting me about you, okay? Whoever hear me, tell your nigga to quit texting me about you. I'm not his bitch. And 9 times out of 10, when a nigga's texting me, you're with him. So you letting me be your problem when she with me? You let me be your problem when she not with me? So am I like Freddy Krueger in your dreams? Like, what the fuck? Am I Pocahontas when you wake up? Like, am I the man in the mirror? Am I your fucking toothbrush? Am I the shit tissue you shit with? I mean, I don't understand. How the fuck is I'm on your mind that fucking much? How you paying attention? The attention you put into me, focus on what the fuck I'm telling your girls about you or hanging out with all this. Put into your bitch. She needs it. All the shit you put into these bitches in the street, put into your bitch. She needs it. My brother's single right now. Why? Because he can't have no weak-ass bitch. You can't bring no weak-ass bitch in my fucking presence because I'm going to go, I'm going to chew her up and spit her motherfucking ass out. She better hope I don't flick the motherfucking bitch in the dirt type shit. You better bring a solid-ass bitch around me, nigga. You got 2 sisters that go whore in the paint. So, therefore, my brother's not no punk-ass nigga just because he ain't out there fighting y'all because y'all want to. And the 2 niggas, too, the same 2 motherfucking bitch-ass niggas that's trying to get at me on some foul shit want to beat up my brother. What the fuck are you going to beat up my brother for? Is you mad or not? He not fucking your bitch either, nigga. But if he was, he'd be the better choice. Let's say that. And you know that too, huh? That's why y'all be so mad. Man, it's sad. It's sad. It's real fucking sad. But I ain't never been thirsty for fucking friends. That's what y'all need to know. Because right when you leave, there's another motherfucking walking up, taking your spot. This was an assignment, okay? Me put on this earth is an assignment. I'm a disciple, meaning I may not be spreading the word and doing God's will, what he wants me to do with my life right now. But regardless, he's not going to stop. I'm 30 years old, and literally, it's like a bus. When one misses you, the next one comes right behind it, okay? So that means when you bitches walk out my life because y'all frustrated because I, you know, whatever the fuck the reason is, hey, maybe I stole your fucking dog, I don't know, off your patio, I don't know. Maybe that's what you're mad about. Whatever the fuck the case may be, when you leave, another bitch comes through, okay? The way you thought you loved me, the next bitch do too, okay? Like, you bitches don't understand. What you eat don't make me shit. That's what I want you to understand too, okay? I'm here for you. I have somebody in my life too, which is my baby mama. And the thing is, all my homegirls was hating on that. She not real. That baby probably not even his. I'm like, y'all worried about the wrong shit. And I'm going to press the issue every single time. Y'all worried about the wrong shit. I known this girl for now, going on 6 years. Okay, sure enough, you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, we met on some fucked up ass shit, on a fucked up term. This motherfucker's calling me now. The funny thing is, I'm going to call him back, but I'm going to call him back from our radio station. Whether he knows it or not, he's going to be on 3-way with us. So hang on. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. It's starting to get out of control. I will never understand. I will never understand. How the fuck do you do this shit? Okay, maybe. I don't know how. How do you call somebody? No, you know, it's a way. Wait, right here. This shit. No, because it's not going to be on the... I'm going to hang up my radio station. What's that? It ain't never even that serious. I'm just fucking calling a nigga because he want to keep calling. That's a little audio from y'all. So I don't know how to do this shit. I called somebody before. Yeah. Oops. He looked. There it go. So I do call on 3-way? Okay. Okay. Yep, that's how you...
Hello.
Hello. Can you please tell me what to do? Please just tell me what to do.
What? I don't know. I don't know, Coco. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on right now. What's going on?
Tell I know why she had somebody else.
Huh?
Because we were going to have a three.
Huh?
Because I know why he has my ass here. We were supposed to have a threesome.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Stop. Stop right there. Is he right there? Is he right there?
No, woman.
Where are you at?
Outside.
Okay, so.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to.
Okay, okay. Well, listen, honey. Listen, listen. I'm going to call you. Well, you have to give me a second because I'm on the other line with my radio station. I just called back because I was hoping it was you. And I was kind of hoping it was him because I was going to cut his ass out, too. But listen, he told me you're going to pay for it type shit. That's dumb as fuck. Dumb as fuck. We had this conversation too many times. And I don't even know to talk to you about it no more because everything I say, you go back and tell him, and I can't play both sides. I want you to be okay, and you call me back. Hang up the phone. Call me back in 5 minutes, if you can. Make a way. Okay. Okay, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, and call me back in 3 minutes, then.
Okay.
I can hang up my radio session. Yeah. Hang up. I should do that. Don't you do that? It's a perfect call. I'm talking about that. Sad, dude. Straight up. My bad, y'all. You see what the fuck the shit I do? The shit I go through? I don't know if y'all heard that or not. I kind of hope you didn't, only because I didn't expect it to be her. But that's what y'all talking about. You can't tell me that y'all don't deserve better than that. First thing she said was, please tell me what to do. I cannot help you unless you really help yourself. I cannot help you unless you help yourself. That's bullshit, man. I feel hella bad for y'all. But I'm done because that just depressed me. So I'm about to play a song for y'all. If I can, shit, this shit tripping. Leave y'all at the end of my show because I gotta go. I just can't. Sad. But I do love y'all. Any person I ever considered a friend. I feel hella bad for y'all too, but I do love y'all. That's crazy. I can't even, like, I'm trying to upload. I should have been with this shit. We got 4 minutes left. I bet you hear some of it, though. I'm really, like, back from, like, a long time ago with you guys, remember? So, like, right now, I'm remembering how to do this shit because I forgot. No lie. It's been a while. But I do want y'all to know, straight up, like I said, I think that's the end of it. I don't know what the hell just happened again. This is dumb. But it says I got another show that's with, oh, there we go. Like 4 minutes, but, okay. That sucks, dude. Like, that really sucks. That sucks. Well, good night. Have a good day. No, my nigga, I can't answer you right now. I need a shot. You want to touch on me again? Hell no, nigga. I should go. You know me. Baby. Well, that show start in an hour, I guess. I've been scheduling shows all week, girl. My first one I got out. Yeah, anybody who can, you can get on your phone right now and can hear it live. You can listen to me on phone, but you're right here, so you don't have to do that. But you can listen to me live, and it's going to record. It's still recording right now while we're talking. I got 3 minutes left, and it's still recording, but I'm not talking to the people no more, because you know what I'm saying? They still hear me. You don't be like that. You're 17 years old. If you decide that you're going to be with a nigga, be with a man. These niggas think shit. Especially the ones that, for some reason, the girls in my life happen to choose. I would never be with somebody just to say I got somebody. That shit is for the birds. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I taught my sister better than that, and I ain't had no intentions of teaching you better, too. Y'all better than that. Don't y'all ever be these weak ass bitches. And it's sad to keep calling the homegirls and shit. We weak, but I wish everybody grew up with my mom. Well, even my sister. I think it's just me. God just bless me. I'm a gift. I really am. I really am, because we got the same mama. But ain't nothing like us on the side of where we live. And that's barely. Our brains are totally different, for sure, for sure. I'm 30 years old, relationship without twerking. Stopped dealing with these suck-ass niggas when I was 25. 5 years strong as fuck, okay? I think I'm going to go ahead and give me a ladies mentoring class. But, you know, I couldn't even do that. If half of the ladies in the class going to end up dying and shit. I can't be around. I can't have that on my heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to die. That's sad. That's sad to say, but because that nigga gonna kick their ass and then they gonna, he gonna hit a vessel, the wrong part of her brain when he's talking to her and then kill a bitch, you feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying, like, choke her on purpose but didn't mean to kill her type shit. Like, throw the bitch down the stairs, end up fucking fracturing her fucking neck and shit, twist her neck and break the shit. Like, right, but while they're in that class, being coming better, you can't, all niggas ain't the same. So you got a nigga at home who's violent, someone threatening to kill you when you leave. And so, I can't, a lady's empowerment, but I can.
Right.
Your whole inside, like your whole body, your whole, you give, your, I don't know. It is, but I can't help everybody. That's literally Captain Save a Ho. I can't be Captain Save a Ho. Not to be funny, but I can't. It's not saving. No, I'm not trying to call nobody a ho, man. It's over now. It's over, but I can literally start a women's empowerment group. True enough.